Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Psalm chapter 25, verse 9. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. Obviously, the key word repeated twice in this verse is humble. This picture of humility and the promise to those who have it. He leads the humble in what is right. Like, who of us doesn't want to be led by God in what is right? He teaches the humble his way. Who of us doesn't want to be taught the way of God so we can walk in it? So the key to being led in what is right and being taught the way of God is humility, which makes sense. Like, pride, which is in a sense at the root of sin, a desire to do things our own way instead of God's way. Our desire to redefine what is right according to our standards instead of God's standards. So as a result, the proud are not led in what is right. And the proud are not taught God's way because we're rebelling against God's way. And we're walking in what we may think is right, but not what God has said is right. So Psalm 25 verse 9 just leads us then to pray for, seek out, cultivate humility in our lives. This is something we all need more of. If you don't think you need more of it, that's probably a sure sign that you do, because it sounds like you're pretty proud that you're apparently humble enough already. That would make no sense. We all need more humility. We all need to grow in humility. C.S. Lewis basically called it like the great unattainable. He talked about how you work and you work and you work to be humble. And then once you get there, you're proud of it and you have to start all over again. But it's not unattainable. It's possible in Christ, because we see this in him. Jesus was totally humble. He humbled himself, became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Philippians chapter 2 says, so for all those who are in Christ, if Christ is in us, then humility is possible for us, but it must be sought. It must be cultivated. So we pray, God, make us humble. And I pray that for my life today. I pray that for people who are listening to this right now. Help us to be humble. God, we humble ourselves before you right now. We want to be led on what is right, and we confess that we're prone to redefine what is right. We're prone to set new standards and to say, no, this is right for me or that is right for me, regardless of what your word says. So God, we humble ourselves before you. Please lead us in what you know is right. We trust in you, your word, what you have said, your spirit to lead us based on your word. Lord, please, we humble ourselves before you. Lead us what is right and teach us your way. God, I want to be taught your way. Lord, I want to know what you want me to do in my life. I want to be led by you. I want to be guided by you. I pray for this for others who are listening right now. Lord, teach them your way. Cause humility to grow in them. Cause humility to grow in me. God, we ask for humility. Rid us of pride, we pray. Save us from ourselves. Save us from our own ways. Save us from our own definition of what is right. God, we humble ourselves before you. Help us. Lead us in what is right and teach us your way, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.